Hello, hello, Mediaverse members, and welcome to Vigilante Vibes, a Marvel podcast where we bring our non-toxic Facebook community of Marvel fans to life. I'm your host, Max Taff, and I'm joined by the Deadpool to my Wolverine, Megan Nicole. On today's episode, we discuss the toxicity in the fandoms and what we want to see change. We read comments from our members of Mediaverse Comics Unwrapped, updates on Deadpool 3, and so much more. Let's dive in. All right, so before we start, we wanted to announce that we are rebranding. Our core values have stayed the same, but we wanted a name that felt a little bit more like us. So season 2 onward, we are no longer Mediaverse Unwrapped. Our podcast will henceforth be known as Vigilante Vibes. Let us know what you think about the new name. We want to hear from you. We also want to thank everyone that joined us last week for our Mediaverse Unwrapped Live. We had the best time talking to all of you, and we plan on making it a monthly thing. The last weekend of every month, we will be going live on all of our social platforms. So if you missed last week's live, don't miss the next one. It's coming up, and you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. What am I missing, Megan?
YouTube. You can even talk to us on YouTube.
YouTube. There you go. And you can catch our lives on all those platforms at the same exact time once we are live from the group. Or you can join our Facebook group, Mediaverse Comics and Rap. That's probably the easiest thing. So stay tuned. We're excited.
Again, they just get more and more fun every time, so you might as well.
Yep.
So, as we start the new year with all this great Marvel stuff coming our way, I think it's a great time to discuss the fandom and what we think should change in it. We all can agree that the fandom is toxic and gets worse every time a new project gets announced or comes out. Whether it's more people claiming everything is woke, or it's people claiming a project will flop before they even see a trailer. Or it's writing off characters because they're women. Or because they're not white. Or because they're gay. Personally, I think the internet plays a huge part in the growing toxicity. You have leakers who spoil movies. You have fake leaked rumors that sets up expectations for a movie. You have online reviews from strangers that fans have started taking very seriously to the point they'll judge the movie before it's even released. You have trolls who hide behind a screen who will say anything ignorant just for attention. And so many other instances of toxicity spreading through the internet. That's just my take on what I think adds fuel to the flame of the toxicity. If we stop giving some of these attention, it'll have a positive effect on the fandom as a whole. Max, what would you like to see in the fandom this year?
God, I mean, you hit a lot of really great points. I think a big thing that I've seen lately, especially, I mean, going back really to the beginning of Phase 5 and, you know, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, these leakers are creating so much false expectation with, like, their fake scoops or their, like, their inaccurate guessing is what they really are doing. And it's just, it's creating a lot of discourse online with fans who then end up going to these films expecting, like, you know, Wolverine to appear in Black Panther 2. And then they show up, there's no Wolverine. And they're like, well, that movie sucked. I can't believe it. I'm so mad. You know, and then you get all this negative discourse online. I mean, the leakers really just, they just bite my biscuit. I can't. It's just, it's too much. And it's constant. And a lot of the time, it's like they get stuff completely wrong. Or it's like, oh, conveniently what I scooped, you know, the other day is it got cut from the film or the TV show. So that's why you didn't see it, didn't come true. And it's like, okay, Jan, sure. Like, it just, that is one thing I can't stand is the false news and a lot of these sensationalized headlines as well. One thing I really want to see this year is a lot less Marvel bashing from a Variety, especially. They seem to really have it out for the MCU from their headlines. It's just, it's like extremely transparent at this point. And it's just, I would love to see them just take it down a notch because they're blaming, you know, the downfall of superhero films and comic book movies on the MCU. When in fact, really things aren't as bad as they make it seem. They're really sensationalizing the situation a lot more than they should be. So I really would like to see a lot less of that for sure.
The rage bait articles, 100%, that are just for the clicks or the shares. Or I see it a lot on IGN, Screen Rant, all the big ones that know what they're doing. They know people either want to bitch about the MCU, or people are frustrated, or people just don't like it because it's too woke. So they use it and they get all of these just horrible things. Like, if just don't go in the comment sections. It's not a fun place. It's a scary place. It's terrifying. But they all know what they're doing. Like, if a director talks trash about the MCU, 100% that's going to be the headline. And then they're going to post it again in case you missed it. Because that's what they do. They get that attention. We don't do that in our group, Mediaverse Comics Unwrapped. Why are we bashing? Why? If you don't like the MCU, that's fine. That doesn't affect us. You like what you like, and I like what I like. I think in the fandom, what needs to change is, let's just respect each other, what we do and don't like. Like, you love Taylor Swift. I cannot stand Taylor Swift. We've never fought about this. We've never had an argument or a beef or anything.
Never.
We don't care. It doesn't affect us at all. And I'm not bashing you. You're not bashing me. That's how it should be. Let's just respect what people feel. Let's understand that not every MCU project is geared towards us. There are some that are shooting for a younger audience or the older comic book reader audience. It's fine. It's not a big deal. It's cool. Like, they just have such a variety now. You can say they're oversaturated. You can say they're giving us way too many projects, but there's variety now. It's not all the same. Like, phase one and phase two, incredible phases, but they were all of the same vein. But now we have a horror film, Multiverse of Madness. You have, I don't know if I'm burning Love or Thunder right now, but you have a comedy, Love and Thunder.
Oh, so. God. No, it's true. It's true. I really appreciate that Marvel has been playing around with different genres recently. Like, you've got, you know, like you said, a more younger audience geared show like Miss Marvel that still slaps, even if you're not that age. You've got a legal procedural comedy like She-Hulk. You've got all these different things, sitcoms and WandaVision, you know, Loki is a sci-fi show. It's just, they're ticking a lot of boxes. And I mean, honestly, it's, when you think about the source material, when you think about how comic books are, there are certain comics that are more sci-fi. There are comics that are more action-packed. It's the exact same. They're diversified the storytelling and making it interesting, because let's face it, if they decided to re-release a movie similar to Captain America: Winter Soldier every year, like several of them per year, it would just get boring and repetitive. Like, they have to keep it fresh. They have to continue to embrace new audiences, you know? So exactly. I think it's important to keep that in mind, you know? And like you said, you made a really good point. You may like a film that I don't like, or that I'm not super partial on. That doesn't mean that I need to bash you or fight with you. I mean, I just mind my own business. Like, you don't like it? Okay, cool. Like, I didn't care for it, but great. You know, that's on you. It's your business. You enjoy that. And whatever makes you happy, makes you happy. Good for you. It's just, a lot of people hold on to these things that they're so personal. It's like, it's just a movie. They're just superhero films. It's not that serious, guys.
And there's also the people who just want to be negative. Like, when we get new information about Daredevil Born Again, and it's cool information, like we get new actors or we get an idea of what's going to happen, there's always that one person that, instead of saying, I can't wait, I'm excited, I hope they do this, they're like, they better not screw this up. They better not Disney-fy it. It's like, it costs absolutely nothing just to shut up. Just let people
just
to
scroll on by. Yeah,
good God.
Just keep scrolling. Like, the fact that you felt the need to waste your energy and your time just going into that comment and just, oh, I hope they don't Disney-fy it. Like, why? Like, what do you gain out of that? Like, what is the pleasurable thing about doing that? I don't get it.
And you're gonna watch it anyways. Like, let's
yeah. Pretend. So true.
People, we know the people who are like, oh, another woke film, but you're there buying a ticket just so you can bitch. Like, what?
Yeah.
If you don't think you're gonna like it, then don't watch. It's okay. You don't have to. But you're covering the comment section, and you're still giving them money to do it. So, what is your deal? Why is everyone so negative? I don't get it. It's not a fun way to live. It doesn't make your day better. It just, it brings you down. It brings everyone down around you. You're wasting your life.
You're wasting your energy too. I mean, God, it's just, it's like, you know, it's not that serious, guys. Like I said, it's not that serious. It's like these people on TikTok that I see, or on, you know, scrolling through Twitter, where they're like these sports fans who are trying to make a point about Taylor Swift being at the football games, you know, at the Kansas City football game. So they buy her album and they're like throwing it on the floor and like destroying it. And it's like, she got your coin. She doesn't care what you do with the album. Like, you're not hurting anybody but yourself. I don't get what the point is, but okay. She feels like wasted energy. Be constructive with your time, guys.
We've had people listen to our podcast just to talk trash. Thank you for the listen, by the way. It really helped us.
Exactly. Exactly. So thank you.
Whatever.
Exactly.
It's just wild. I get not wanting to be, you know, happy-go-lucky or constantly positive. I get it. That is also exhausting. But your neutral you wake up to every day is that negative. There's something else going on, and it's not the MCU's fault. I promise it's something about you, not everyone else.
For sure. Time to see a therapist. No, we're like shitting on whoever that person is listening that's taking this very personally right now. So we're sorry. We don't mean to come off that way, but, you know.
Well, like, we're not trying to bash anyone, but I think we've all fallen victim to that kind of person that is out to make you feel bad. Like, if I go in a comment section right now and write, "I really liked the Marvels," how many laugh reacts am I going to get versus how many people agreed? Or said, "Good for you. I didn't, but that's cool." There's always going to be that one person that's just out there to piss you off. Don't give them attention, because you're just giving them what they wanted. Just ignore them.
Exactly. It's true.
So
it's damn true.
It's just the fandom feels more and more toxic every day. So we try our best to combat that, and, you know, we want to be in a good mood. We want to be positive. We want to be excited. Just let people be excited. It doesn't hurt you.
Yeah, it really doesn't. It doesn't cost anything to just allow other people to live their life. But yeah, no, I just hope that, you know, given that this year Marvel is taking just kind of a break and only releasing one film and a couple series, I just hope this is kind of the break. People who are complaining about the oversaturation and the overly, you know, constant projects coming out will take that and see. I mean, I'm a little bummed because, of course, I want something like every month. But you know what? Let's see what they're saying at the end of this year. Let's see what the new complaints are going to be. And let's go from
I guess. I do think there's a big change happening right now, because we saw Kevin and some executives go and watch what Daredevil Born Again was about, the first few episodes, and they hated it, so they revamped everything. And look where it got us. Fans are happy. We have Karen and Foggy back.
Yes.
It looks like they're going to go with Kingpin for Mayor Wilson Fisk. That's a big, exciting part of the comics that I'd really love to see. Things look good. Things look great. Things have been changed. Dates have been changed. Actors have been changed. More people have been brought in. There just seems to be a really big change that no one is giving them that credit for. Because honestly, if they would have kept whatever Daredevil was, whatever they had already filmed, and we watched it, imagine how screwed they would be if they screwed up Daredevil. And I think Kevin knows
exactly
that. So
100%.
Yeah, so, you know, let them cook, give them some time. We're like you said, we're not getting many projects this year, so when we do get a project, don't be a dick. Just let people like it, and if you don't like it, that's great. If you do like it, that's great. Just let people enjoy it.
Yeah, and I feel like there's something to be said in the fact that, you know, it's not that if you have a negative opinion on something, you can't express it. That's absolutely not what we mean. It's just be respectful. Mm-hmm. Like, just be common, just common decency towards your fellow humans. Like, I think people have just gotten way too comfortable, like, just roasting the entire world online and not caring about, like, who reads it or, like, what they may think about what you're saying, and or that, you know, you're protected by behind a screen name or something, and just being able to shout into the internet and not care what repercussions your words have to someone else. You know, it's just a little kindness goes a long way. Just, you know, let people live. You can have your negative opinions, but just let other people have their positive ones. You know, we don't all have to see everything the exact same. So that's just something I hope some people take away from what we just talked about, for sure.
To jump off from Max's point, which was a great point, also let people not enjoy things. You know, if you like something, that's great. If someone else doesn't like it, there's no reason to say, oh, you're racist, you're sexist, you're homophobic, you're this, you're that. Some people just don't like things. Let them have that opinion.
Exactly.
A negative
That's so
opinion,
true.
Yeah, a negative opinion is just as valid as a positive one. So respect should be coming from both sides. We're not just bashing people with negative opinions, because we have a negative opinions. Everyone does. It happens.
It's natural, yeah.
Yeah, and think how shitty it would be if we all just liked the exact same thing.
Boring, for sure.
So boring. So just respect someone's opinion. Have a conversation about what you did or didn't like. How would you have changed? What would you have done differently? Find a common ground. Just let people enjoy being in the fandom. That's it.
Exactly. And you know what? You're absolutely right. I mean, when I'm going through sometimes our common threads in Mediaverse Comics Unwrapped, I'm looking through and I'm seeing, like, you know, someone posting a very respectful negative opinion about something, like, oh, I didn't like this project because of XYZ reason. It wasn't my cup of tea. Something really innocent. And then people are jumping on them, like, oh, you're racist, you're homophobic, this and that. And it's just like, it's almost as bad as when someone is bashing a project, because it's like, just leave them alone. Like, they're allowed to have their opinion, just like someone who loved it is allowed to have theirs. You know, just because it's negative does not mean that it's bad. That's a very important distinction to make, for sure.
Exactly. We see it every day. And it's, what is it called? Toxic positivity, or positively toxic. I don't know what it's called right now. But that is very real. And toxicity comes from both sides. It's not just one. So just be mindful. Be cool.
Yeah, I feel like that type of toxicity is definitely something new that I'm noticing in the fandom as things kind of evolve. So it's important that we kind of address it and talk about it. So that was a great point, Megan. Thank you for bringing that up.
Oh my God, thank you. So I asked our members of our Facebook group, again, Mediaverse Comics Unwrapped, what they would like to see in the fandom. And this is what they had to say. And they gave me great answers. Richard N., who is an incredible person, says, for the MCU, I just want people to understand that not every project has to be an Infinity War or Endgame level expectations. Some projects are smaller in scale, some are bigger, and not all of them are made for everybody. There's definitely a lot more I could say, but I'll leave it at that for now.
Okay.
I agree.
I mean, Richard is absolutely correct, yeah.
Because people do, after every single MCU thing that's released, they'll say MCU died at Endgame. And it's like, what? Just
exactly. Yeah, that is something so common that I hear. It's crazy. I like a lot of the projects that came after Endgame. I liked a lot of them.
I did too.
Most of them, actually.
Yeah, and you guys know which ones we didn't like. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's one movie that I didn't like, and there's one show that I hated. But other than that, like, everything has been, like, consistent, and, you know, I've really enjoyed the storytelling so far. Let's see where things go. I mean, you know, the thing is, people also tend to forget, even during the Infinity Saga, there were ebbs and flows of, like, how the public was reacting to, you know, the movies and different things they were releasing. I mean, back then it was all movies. Like, you know, everyone was liking things up until Iron Man 3, you know, everyone was liking things up until Thor Dark World. You know, there were some of those films that are now kind of like the foundation of what we look at today as far as the MCU. Some of them weren't super widely received at first, and it took kind of like maybe a year or two for people to actually start, you know, appreciating them more, or a few years actually back then, because streaming wasn't even what it is today, where people could just watch them over and over again. So, I mean, now people look back on Dark World and they're like, oh, that really wasn't such a bad film, you know? And up front, everybody was like complaining about X, Y, and Z problem that they found. But now it's regarded as a solid film. So it just it's also partially about that initial uproar from that toxic minority of our fandom that, you know, kind of hits at first. And then afterwards, same with the Marvels. Now that the film is coming out on digital, people are watching it more and they're coming around and saying, oh, this wasn't as bad as people were making it out to be. It's crazy, you know?
Yeah, because I remember people watching Ant-Man and not liking it. And then now, yes, Ant-Man's one of the classics. So also, I just want to say, I always liked Thor: The Dark World. Everyone's just casting me.
Same.
Right? It's, I don't,
yes,
I, oh, I could go on forever, but like, it's a solid film. And if you don't think so, that's fine. But it's a solid film.
It's a solid film for sure.
All right. So Chris W. says, be less critical. Personally, I think we as fans have gotten very entitled and critical of our entertainment. Many seem to forget that artists put their hearts and souls into these projects. Not enjoying something doesn't make it bad.
Huh. Yes. He hit everything we just talked about.
He hit that pretty hard.
That was he good. Did. Thank you, Chris. Yeah. Thank you.
We're proud of you, Chris.
We are.
Joseph F. says, I like to see people stop getting upset if others' opinions and standards clash with yours. We all will have certain things that make us excited inside the fandom, and that should be done. Should be fine. This world is so bleak and hard, so let someone get lost inside their fandom without judgment. It's true.
It's so true. Some people, that's like their entire escape, is just like diving into a Marvel film or series and just like escaping into another world, you know? It's just let people enjoy without judgment. Like, what does it cost you, really?
It doesn't hurt you in the slightest bit, but people take it so personally. It's crazy, yeah, to me. Oh, I'll never, same, get over it. It's just wild. So, John, same, M. gave us many things. So I had to put it all. It was all good. Number one, stop ruining other people's fun. If you don't like it, that's fine, but don't piss on other people just for liking something you don't. Two, stop,
amen,
acting like your opinion is the sole decider of the quality of anything. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's crap, trash, or whatever. True.
Yes.
Number three, stop whining about Marvel being a dumpster fire, but still sticking around to keep saying that. If you're done with the franchise, the door is right there. Whew.
Yes. Amen.
Number four, stop bitching about everything not being 100% true to the comics. The MCU is completely new and different universe, and things will unfold very differently.
Oh yes, yeah. Preach. Yes.
That is
for sure.
That's so true.
Yes.
Like, if they made everything 100% to the comics, it wouldn't work. Some things cannot be translated to a screen, and they can't be a movie. They can't. I don't understand. I understand wanting a character to wear the same comic accurate suit, or to have a character look like the person, or have details correct. I get that. You want aspects of the comics, but it cannot be 100% comic accurate. It's not possible. It just, it doesn't make,
exactly,
sense.
Exactly. And some of these comic books were written so many years ago that today, like, certain things wouldn't even be relevant or wouldn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, a lot of people were complaining about Jessica Jones not being comic accurate with her costume. Like, what did you expect her to wear? That, like, weird white leotard costume that she has on? Like, this makes a lot more sense for someone who's a private detective in modern times. You know, like, what she wears is a lot more accurate, and it feels a lot truer to her character than anything from the comics. But yet they still paid homage to her comic book look in one of the episodes of the show. So, I mean, you know, they try their best to kind of give you the fan service while also making sure things make sense to a general audience, because it wouldn't if, like, you see her in this crazy costume and you're just a casual, like, person just looking for something to watch on TV and you don't understand, like, that this comes from a comic book and, like, what that means. And you're just like, why does she look so stupid? You know, you got to kind of think that certain things are done for those reasons.
Well, I also remember when Age of Ultron came out that people were genuinely mad that Wanda Maximoff was not dressed as the Scarlet Witch in the comics. You know, when she's, like, wearing, like, a pink leotard and her thighs are,
yes,
out. And it's like, why would she be wearing that? Do you think she just went to change?
That's just her work uniform. She just happened to be on her way. Like, what did, like, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And then she commented on it and she said, I asked them if that's what I'll wear. And they said, no, you're going to wear what you're comfortable in. And she was very, yeah, very grateful for that, because I wouldn't have worn it. Ain't no way I'm running past, like, exploding things with my thighs out to the world. Absolutely not.
like in heels.
Yeah, like, there's no way. But, like, it's just, they're making it modern and to make sense. If it didn't make sense, yeah, you would be bitching about that.
Exactly. And yeah, 100%, totally. I mean, imagine, yeah, thinking, like, seeing someone dressed as, like, an comic accurate Scarlet Witch just, like, running down the street, and you're just like, what the hell? Like, if you thought that in real life, imagine, like, seeing it on screen, like, how it wouldn't make sense or how it wouldn't translate. So they do things for reasons sometimes, guys. You know, they try their best to get as comic accurate as possible. But nowadays, I'm seeing a lot of complaints, actually, about, like, overly designed suits. And I'm like, you can't be both ways. Like, what do you expect? Like, cheap-looking, ugly comic costumes that, like, don't look well because, you know, the comics are drawn, whereas you're translating something to real-life fabrics that these costume designers have to make and find and, like, you know, make look good on screen. It's just, things don't always add up like that.
No, and it just goes to show you that the negative fans are the loudest ones, because whatever the complaint is, that's the one you hear, that's the side you hear from, is the ones who just can't be happy. If you're that unhappy, like our friend John here just said, then go. Like, well, you're still here.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
So next one is Remy M says, I am tired of people saying about every Marvel movie, MCU stopped with Endgame. Some of us actually still enjoy it. Hard agree.
So true, Remy.
So true. Alex P, our last but not least, says, I'd really love to see more widespread acceptance of diversity in our fandoms. I want to see more gender bends and race swaps with the characters we love. I feel that it's important for everyone from all walks of life to feel represented and to feel normalized. Everyone, no matter race, creed, orientation, or gender, should have heroes that represent who they are without some dill hole claiming it's for a woke agenda. Everyone deserves to be able to see themselves in our heroes and characters without ridicule or persecution. That was beautiful.
That was really well said, Alex. I totally agree with you, and I'm really happy that Kevin Feige has been true to his word about, you know, incorporating more diversity into the MCU, and I've loved seeing it. I feel like a lot of the stories have become so much more interesting because of it, and I hope they continue on. I think it's great.
I do too. I think it's something big that it may not matter to you as a straight white person, white man or woman, I don't know. But, you know, to a little black girl to see herself as Black Panther, as Shuri, you know, that's a big, yeah, big deal. You know, just let them enjoy it. It's something that they've never experienced, and it's beautiful.
So true. It's so true. 100%.
Yes. So that was our last comment. Thank you to everyone that did comment on this post I made in our Facebook group, because you guys gave us so much, and I wish I could read them all of them, but I also do not want to read all of them because it was a lot.
I know.
So thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys, and keep sending them in every time we, you know, we prompt our Facebook group, Mediaverse Comics and Wrapped. So if you want to join in on the discussion, look for one of our posts where we're asking for feedback and let us know your thoughts. We're always welcome.
Yes.
So, kicking it off, the director of X-Men First Class, Matthew Vaughn, had a few things to say about Deadpool 3. While promoting his Henry Cavill-starring film Argyle, Vaughn discussed Deadpool 3 and its starring duo Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman on Bro Bible's post-credit podcast. He said, "The few snippets that I know about Deadpool versus Wolverine, or Wolverine versus Deadpool, I'm sure that argument between Ryan and Hugh is happening as we speak, are unbelievable," he said. Did he just give us a huge hint about the name of the third Deadpool movie? Could it be Deadpool versus Wolverine? Would you be mad about it, Megan? What do you think?
It's unexpected, I will say, because I assumed the leaked pictures that everyone saw, so I don't think I'm ruining anything for anyone, where we see Deadpool and Wolverine fight, I assumed mm-hmm. that was when they first met, and then they kind of buddy copped it for the rest of the movie. But if it's Wolverine versus Deadpool, that's completely different. I want to know what that is.
So that's true. That's a good point. Yeah.
So I'm curious.
I mean, I don't know. I think you were the way you thought about it was exactly how I perceived it. Like, it looked like that was kind of like the beginning of their journey, where like, oh, like Deadpool runs into Wolverine and then starts, you know, fanboying or whatever all over him, and then he's like, okay, stay away from me, and then they kind of get together as kind of, but kind of like how Deadpool and Cable got along in Deadpool 2, where they kind of started at ends with each other or at odds with each other, and then they kind of come together for a common goal. That's kind of what I was thinking too, but they kind of already did that, so maybe it is going to be like a Deadpool versus Wolverine smackdown. Could it? I don't know.
I wonder if there's more than one Wolverine. Like, what if there is a Wolverine Ooh. Working with Deadpool, and they're against another Wolverine? Ooh.
Man.
What if we get the tan-suited Wolverine? What if he was wearing the
pants? Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited that we're getting the yellow and blue. Like, I would die if we got anything else. That would be amazing.
I feel like they're going to do something absolutely insane in this movie, because it's just... you could just kind of feel it. Like, something's going on, and something big's going to happen. So I am so confused as to all of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so interesting to me that this is the movie they chose to be their sole Marvel MCU film release of 2024. That, to me, speaks volumes as to how much confidence they have in the film and as to what this film might be doing, because I even have a theory that this film, because it's the only one coming out this year, and they've been doing so many reshoots to what's to come, like on Captain America New World Order, Ironheart, Agatha's gotten a few reshoots, Wonder Man, Daredevil, like, what if this is going to be like a big turning point in the MCU? Like, this is going to be universe changing, and that's why it's the only one coming out, and they're doing so much change, like they're making a big change. That's kind of what I'm thinking too. That's my personal theory.
I didn't think that until you put it into words, but now I kind of think that. I could definitely see that.
Sounds good. Well,
it sounds pretty accurate in my opinion.
It sounds like it's cooking. I don't know. We'll see. But he went on to say that what he thinks how Deadpool 3 will impact the Marvel Universe, that's going to be the jolt. The Marvel Universe is about to have a jolt of them, and it's going to bring that body back to life. I think Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are about to save the whole Marvel Universe. See, and I didn't even read this yet. So you know what? Maybe I'm cooking.
See, what he said, I understand he was trying to get hype, but I also kind of take issue with it. That's like, it's going to jolt it back to life. It's going to, you know, it's kind of like, I thought it was doing pretty well. I enjoyed it. But okay. that was just my take from it.
It's kind of true. I mean, the thing that gets me is that he's hyping this movie up so much. He's not even involved in the production. Like, he's not hired for this film. He's not being paid. Like, he's just consulting with them, I guess.
That's my thing. He is the director of X-Men First Class. So, like, why does he know? Why is he involved? What characters is from First Class that might be in it? That's where my head went. Because it's like, you're right.
That's true.
So why does he know so much? Why is he there? Why is he... I don't know. He seems to know a lot.
For he does. Clearly, he might be involved. Yeah, he might be... Yeah. He might have... Not maybe involved, but maybe he's been clued in on a lot more because of that connection they're making. That's a great observation. I didn't even think of that. That's an awesome point.
Yeah.
I mean, he even added that as a genuine fan of the X-Men, all I want is for the movies to be as good as they should be. So he's rooting for it too. I don't know. Let's see what happens.
I do love seeing support come from, like, if it's like an old director, someone who was involved, not like the Logan director, or who was it? It was someone who, was it the director of Logan that was like really salty about it, that they were using Wolverine again when he was like, I was the last one to use it, you know?
Yeah, someone from that production was saying that. Also, the same with Daredevil. Some of the people from the Netflix shows were coming out and all shitting on Daredevil for not bringing them back and stuff. And it's like, okay, well, you're not getting your job back now, that's for sure. And guess what? Look what happened. They ended up doing a whole revamp. They could have hired you back, but after that, I'm sure
That's
Kevin
it.
was like, nah.
Okay, yeah, right? It was the stuntman. Chris Brewster, maybe? Maybe?
Yes, yeah, that sounds right, actually.
Yeah. So, yeah, that. They revamped the whole thing. They're doing all the same vibes from Daredevil Netflix. He could have been back, but they just rehired a new stuntman that wasn't him. So, this goes to show you people don't burn bridges. It doesn't work.
Exactly.
Professionally, it does not work, especially if you're going to go talk trash about it in the media and you think people have your back that no one does. Now they're not going to hire you, and other companies are going to say, "Ooh, I see what you do when you're mad. I'm going to hold back."
Exactly. Yep. 100%.
So I feel like we called, I'm going to have to listen to that episode because I feel like we did call that.
I think we did too. We did say something like that. And we always say the same thing about Frank Grillo, who played Crossbones in Winter Soldier and Civil War too. Like he's the one who's always talking smack. But guess what? Who's the first one to come back when they ask him? Him. Didn't he recently, like in What If, he came back for a cameo voiceover? I think.
He has a part. Last I heard, he had a role in a DC in DC, but I haven't heard anything about it since. So I don't know if James Gunn was like,
Yeah.
no. So
I
don't talk
don't
trash.
know. Frank Grillo. Speaking of Deadpool 3, Marvel Studios Japan has released the first synopsis for the movie, and it says that fucking irresponsible hero Deadpool will change the history of the MCU with Wolverine? Question mark exclamation point. So it definitely they're fully utilizing that rated R rating, that's for sure.
So there's a few things I took from this. First of all, yes, they definitely use that to show the rated R that they're flexing that. Second,
I'm so excited.
who I want to know who's saying this, because Deadpool said he is not a hero. Who called him a hero?
I don't know.
Like
They
who
called
ha
him fucking irresponsible too, so I don't
That's
know.
what I'm saying.
Crazy.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like why? I want to know who in the movie is saying that, because I feel like they're using this in a way like. Like if a main character is saying it, it's not Deadpool saying it. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
I don't know. I just feel like they definitely just wanted to flex that rated R because I can't
Absolutely.
picture them in the. I mean, you know what? Maybe they could because, Deadpool from the set photos we've seen, spoiler alert if you don't want to hear, we see them just like sit on a decrepit set of the 20th Century Fox logo. So maybe they are going to make meta references to the MCU and say that fucking irresponsible hero Deadpool will change the history of the MCU with Wolverine. Like I don't know who would be saying that, but maybe someone will. I mean, maybe I don't know. One of the X-Men, who knows?
Also, it says he's going to change it with Wolverine, but the guy we just talked about said it's Wolverine versus Deadpool or the other way around. So it's like,
Yeah.
guys, I'm confused. But
I don't know.
rumors are that we are getting a trailer during the Super Bowl, which is February 11th, I think. So, as the rumor goes,
I
that
hope
there will be
so.
a shorter trailer during the Super Bowl, and then there will be a full-length one released online shortly after that. If you're in our groups, you know we're going to be all over that. We already have people on standby for that night. So, and the episode and meet after Deadpool trailer releases will be our Deadpool episode where we talk about all of it, all everything. And that episode, we will have a very special guest. So, we're very, very excited for things happening.
Me too. Me too. Got some exciting stuff for you guys this season coming up. So stay tuned and make sure you have us set for your notifications to get the alert as soon as our episodes drop.
Yes, and tell your friends.
Please.
Tea time with Max and Megan. We are gonna start with me. Marvel Studios Assembled, The Making of Echo, is now streaming only on Disney Plus. I plan on watching it this weekend. I'm actually really excited. I want to see how what went into this.
I am too. I really want to see like how the Deadpool scene, or I'm sorry, how the Daredevil scenes came out, like, and what the behind the scenes on that was. I know this sounds weird, but I'm really interested to see Alacra Cox's fight training. Like, I want to see,
yes,
like how they were teaching her to utilize like her leg. Like, I want to see it all. I'm so excited for a lot of that.
Yes, I want to see if they have any scenes of her and Charlie Cox practicing their fight scene, because like,
yes,
it was really good. I liked it. And
it was really
like,
good.
Yeah, I want to know all the things. Like, I want to know how she made this show with, you know, it can't be easy being deaf.
No.
I want to know what tricks they used, how they were there to support her. I want to know all that.
Yes, I know, me too. And I also want to know a lot about the cultural stuff and who they were talking to. You know,
yes.
We know that this was made, or this episode, or the series was made with the cooperation of the Choctaw people. So I'm really excited to see like how, what their input was and how they, you know, how they shape things behind the scenes. I hope they touch on that as well. That's what I'm interested in seeing for sure.
Yes, I agree. That I want to know it all. Just give, I wish I was there just to watch it all happen.
Exactly. So our next piece of news, which is just a rumor at this point, not yet confirmed, X-Men 97 will be available to stream on Disney Plus in, quote-unquote, mid to late March, Cosmic Circus reports. Marvel Studios has yet to officially confirm the news, but that is the latest rumor on when that is coming, and that's not far away. So,
it's not, and it adds up because Marvel did say early 2024. That is as late as you can get in early 2024.
Exactly, yes.
So it makes sense. I'm really excited for that.
Really? Did you watch the original?
Yeah, I watched the anime series, yeah.
I never saw it. Really? That's crazy, because you don't like animation.
I know. I grew up with them, though. They're on Disney Plus now. My favorite was X-Men Evolution. That's where I fell in love with Kitty. Kitty Pryde is incredible. Nightcrawler, Rogue, they're all freaking phenomenal.
Maybe I should rewatch these, and we should discuss before it comes out. Not rewatch, watch them for the first time. I don't know. We'll see.
After it comes out, we all have Max watch the original, and then he comes back and gives us reviews.
Yes, that's a great idea. Ooh, we'll see. We'll get some cooking for you.
Yes, I would like that. So, moving on. According to Deadline, Lewis Pullman has officially been cast as the MCU Sentry. So, Deadline usually posts very accurate information. They do not post lies. So, he's Sentry. Pullman is from Lessons in Chemistry, Top Gun Maverick, and The Starling Girl. He was fantastic in Top Gun Maverick.
I liked him in Top Gun a lot. And I loved him in Lessons in Chemistry. First of all, he's got a sick bod, like, just off the bat. Like, in Lessons in Chemistry, he was fit, that's for sure. So right there, like, he's almost ready for the role. He looks good, too, which doesn't hurt. And he had a lot of great range in Lessons in Chemistry, and I'm excited for this because someone the other day made a good point. Like, now it's possible that we could see, like, Sentry and Captain Marvel interact at some point and get them back together like they were in Lessons in Chemistry, and I really loved... Not, pardon the pun, but I really love their chemistry on the show. So it was really good. He was great. I loved him.
That's really exciting. I haven't watched it, but like, that still makes me really excited.
You have to. It's really good. Really good.
Maybe I will.
Moving on to a little sad news, at least for me. I was a little sad by this, but I'm keeping optimistic.
Okay.
Geraldine Viswanathan is set to join Marvel Studios Thunderbolts as she replaces Ayo Edebiri, who is leaving the project due to scheduling conflicts caused by production delays due to the Writers Guild of America strike and the SAG after strikes last year. This kills me. I was so excited for Ayo, really.
I was too, but I mean, those strikes really screwed up a lot. I feel bad for her because, like, I can imagine she was excited and there's nothing you can do. It's out of your hands at that point.
Exactly. But you know what? I'm keeping positive about this because someone, you know, on Twitter made a really good point when they said that they don't mind because now that she's become like recognized as a really formidable and great actress, like she swept the award season this year for last year's productions. She's doing really well. She won an Emmy. She's won a Golden Globe now. Like, she's killing it. Now it kind of opens her up to being given a better role, like a juicier role. Like, who knows what I'm interested to see, like, what this role was gonna be. And like, we're gonna talk about it obviously when we go over this movie next year on our podcast. But I'm interested to see, like, if who would have played it better, and like, if this would have been worthy of someone like Ayo's talents. Like, obviously there's a lot of hype for Geraldine. She's been in a couple of different things that people really liked, and I'm not familiar with her myself, but I don't know. I think a juicy role for Ayo might be in the future. Same with Steven Yeun. Maybe he'll be getting a juicier role too.
I do think he will be. I know he says that he couldn't do it because of scheduling. I will never get off the idea that he wanted a different role because of the backlash of playing Sentry, which I get. I
It's
would
fair.
probably not. I probably wouldn't do it either. That's asking a lot. Like, you're
It
just
is.
bringing it on yourself, which is sad because it's like Sentry isn't real. Are we really talking about some Asian guy?
Let's really break it down. Like, Sentry is a fictional character. Like, who cares?
That's what I'm.
So.
Yeah, like, that's what kills me. Everyone's like, he doesn't look the part. He's too skinny. Sentry. I'm sorry. I haven't met Sentry in real life. I don't know what he really looks like because he's not real. Just let them do it. God. But I get it. I would have
Exactly.
walked away too. But I do hope they give him another role.
Right? Yeah, like shortly after he announced, or it was announced he was not going to be in the film anymore, like they saw him at an award show talking to Kevin Feige. So clearly the relationship is still there. Like, there's pictures online. You can Google this. They definitely had a little powwow at the, I think it was Golden Globes, or maybe it was the,
Yeah.
no, it must have been Golden Globes. So yeah, I definitely think he'll be in the MCU at some point in the future, just like I'm hoping Ayo will too. She is so phenomenal. I love her, and I want bigger things for her. So maybe this is a blessing in disguise. We'll see. We'll see.
I think it'll all work out the way it's supposed to.
Exactly. And that's a wrap on Vigilante Vibes. Until next time, you can follow me everywhere at His Name Is Max.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Megan the Gangsta.
Join our non-toxic Facebook group, Mediaverse Comics Unwrapped. Follow our public Facebook page, Mediaverse Plus. Follow us on all of our socials at Mediaverse CU. Our new episodes will be airing Tuesdays everywhere you stream your favorite podcasts. Thanks for tuning in, and goodbye for now.
Bye.